Queen's funeral. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More details emerging regarding Queen Elizabeth's upcoming burial. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Final preparations are underway for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The Queen's casket will make its final journey through Scotland. Tens of thousands of people are expected to line the roads as she travels 175 miles from Balmoral on the way to Edinburgh. Now, the journey is expected to take 6 hours. The late Queen's funeral will take place on September 19th.
Queen Elizabeth II died at the age of 96 Thursday. Buckingham Palace says she had been suffering from episodic mobility problems since the end of last year. Vice President Harris discussing women's reproductive rights at the 2022 Democratic National Committee summer meeting in National Harbor, Maryland.
On the subject of choice and what the Dobbs decision has done and what it means, it's an important point to acknowledge that you don't have to abandon your faith or your beliefs to agree that the government should not be making that decision for her.
According to a Wall Street Journal poll, a majority of Democrats are more likely to vote in the midterm elections due to the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Meanwhile, Ohio's Democratic nominee for Senate, Representative Tim Ryan, attempting to distance himself from President Biden during his recent visit to the state.
The president spoke to reporters at the end of his trip to Ohio, visiting the site of a future Intel computer chip plant outside Columbus. In the crowd was Senate candidate Congressman Tim Ryan. Ryan skipped Biden's previous trip to the Buckeye State. He told our colleague Jackie Heinrich he's, quote, independent-minded. An op-ed in the Cincinnati Inquirer disagrees, quote, the numbers show that throughout Trump's 4 years in office, Ryan only voted in line with Trump's position 16% of the time.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Montana prohibiting transgender people from changing their birth certificates, even if they undergo surgery. Fox's Jim Ostman has the story.
Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's administration made the move days before a court will hear arguments about a similar rule that's been in place on an emergency basis. The ACLU of Montana asked the judge to strike it down. Tennessee, Oklahoma, and West Virginia have similar sweeping bans on changing birth certificates for transgender individuals. The Montana ACLU says a birth certificate that doesn't match gender identity could lead to embarrassment, harassment, and discrimination.
A wide array of people arrested in a Florida sex sting. Fox's Roger Stern has the details.
Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd says his deputies conducted Operation Fall Hall 2 to help women caught up in sex trafficking.
It's important to understand that if there were no Johns, if there were no customers, there would be no prostitutes. And there would be no human trafficking.
Among those who allegedly solicited sex from undercover officers pretending to be prostitutes, a police official from Georgia, a Florida State Corrections officer, several teachers, and two Disney employees. And officers discovered at least two sex trafficking victims.
The Marshall Thundering Herd upsetting number 8 Notre Dame on their home field Saturday.
Marshall knocked off the Fighting Irish 26-21. Stephen Gilmore returned an interception 37 yards for a fourth quarter touchdown. Coach Charles Huff was beaming with joy.
We knew if we didn't beat ourselves, we had a chance. And the kids did a heck of a job. Staff did a heck of a job. I couldn't be more proud.
Courtesy NBC Sports, the loss snapped Notre Dame's 42-game winning streak against unranked opponents. Marcus Freeman became the first Irish head coach to start his tenure 0-3.
That's Fox's Bob Mortally. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.